It's a podcast. And now,
welcome back to more garbage.
Yo, peace. Hot Take Tuesday with my man Fubzilla. Yours truly, Vandal.
Good day.
More garbage podcast on a Tuesday.
Get the clap on a Tuesday.
Tonight. Which YouTuber voice are we going to use tonight? So tonight, let's discuss being hot as fuck. That's what it is. It's hot, bro. It is stupid hot.
Dumb hot.
It is
absolutely stupid, dumb
hot. It's like you think, oh, it's hot. I should go and work up a good sweat, you know, maybe take a bike ride. And then you get out there and you're like, what was that thinking? They told me it would be dangerous. I should have listened. It's hot, bro.
Yeah, it's crazy out.
Listen to your friends. They care.
And in New York, it's hot. We got that, like, wild swamp shit we get, you know, where you're like, oh, I'm blowing through, like, 4 t-shirts a day if I go out.
New York summer's ridiculous. Did you see the meme? Oh, I should have had that meme ready. Where it's like the sun and then the planet of New York and then the planet of Earth. Because New York just feels that much closer.
And in Portland.
Yeah, Portland was bad. 116 degrees.
In the Pacific Northwest, like, literally, like, power lines and all their asphalt's just melting and cracking. Like, infrastructure's falling apart. Like, our world is not actually created post, like, past, especially maybe in the deserts and shit, but not in other places are we going to survive 115 degrees. Like, none of that asphalt's rated for that. It's not going to last. Like, at that point, asphalt melts. Like, we get too hot, asphalt's just going to melt. Like, we've all been in New York where, like, it gets to be that hot, hot day, and you stand on some blacktop somewhere, some street, and it's like, oh, that's kind of soft, you know? Imagine if it was, like, 20 degrees warmer, and it would just be like, oh, tar pit, that's what's happening.
I had to mute myself for a second while I was struggling with
biscotti.
Biscotti, baby. Snacks. Oh, yeah, some fresh biscotti. Oh, yeah.
Snacks.
And what is that? What does biscotti cannabis flower taste like, you ask?
Oh, my God. Well, those, like, weed biscottis?
Well, it's actually just, you know, a fancy weed package. That's all. It's not actual biscotti, no. Biscotti, the strain of choice for Hot Take Tuesday.
Oh, I have not sponsor. Smoked biscotti.
Not a sponsor.
I'm smoking Alaskan Thunderfuck right now.
Also not a sponsor, but keep promoting them for some reason. High Hemp Organic Wraps. Yo, man.
Feel free to call the number right here and pay us.
I'm fucking with them because they are 100% GMO-free, tobacco-free, right? So they're
it's
helping
pure magic,
not
folks.
Smoke Dutch Masters. And if
it's
you're
pure magic,
dirty,
folks.
POS like me, and you're still smoking the DMs, Dutch Masters, not direct message for all you youngsters. If you're still smoking the DMs and the CIs, then you might want to check out the HH, the High Hemp.
You've lost your
100% mind. Organic, 100% hemp. Okay, no tobacco, it's hemp.
Heard.
It's been working for me. Yo, man. I mean, I know I'm going to seem like how is this guy not sponsored because I'm shilling so hard. But I went out. I got a whole fucking box. You know, I could, like, set up shop over here.
God.
I'm like, hey.
2 for 5s.
Hey, my friend.
2 for 5s.
Go ahead.
My friend. 2 for 5s. $16 for you. I do not know you.
No, really, they're good. I'm into
oh
it.
My god, there's nothing like walking into like a random bodega that you know has Dutches and like they just peg you as a fucking cop and they're like, no, you don't have, and you're like, motherfucker, and then they look at you and they're like, $16, and you're like, what the fuck.
Yep, they called my boy out there.
Changed.
They told him. They're like, oh, okay, I'll sell you one, but you know. And he came in my crib and he was like, yo, what's up with your man over there? I'm like, yeah, that happened years ago, bro. But like,
right. And if they don't know you, no bueno. It's happened to me before your crib, where one time I walked in, no problem, boom, 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 bottle of water, this, that. One time I walked in and I almost took a shit in my pants. He said, like, $15. And I said, what in God's name? He said, no, we're good. Not a cop. Love you. Bye.
Also not a cop. And jumping in the room, bang. Look at this guy. Check, check, what check. Up? We need audio. We need audio.
Audio.
We got no audio. We need audio. Audio. You will have to click on cam mic.
No request is a professional.
And you must select.
We're working on
the proper equipment for audio. Nope, not yet. Nope. Keep going. Nope. Nope again. That tickled, but nope. That wasn't it. Nope. Oh, that's not it.
Welcome to the show.
Hey, it's Pride Week. Hey, what can I say? Whoa.
Is that working now?
There we go. We got you. We got you.
Okay. Ah, oh, God damn it. I can't use my fucking cool echo. That's fine.
DJ, no request.
It's
like KRS. The only holy place is...
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
What's up, guys?
What up? How are you?
Oh, I see the AC in the back. You live in Lodge.
Yeah, you know.
He's living large.
I ain't trying to get overheated out this piece.
Oh, man.
You know what's really funny about, like, wall unit ACs is that when you, like, get out of, like, the Northeast especially, because we've got such old infrastructure, if people have fucking window unit ACs, they're usually poor people. Like,
well, I mean, you know, I'm a poor person.
No, because in America it's like central air. Everybody has central air. It's like a thing. Yeah. So
I've never had central air. In my
no, because in New York there's no such thing as central air because you can't put central air on these buildings. It's
unless you live in one of the fancy new buildings across the street from
me. Right, because they're building them now. Right, so like all those like so like here it's just normal that you have a fucking godforsaken window unit hanging out your window that may or may not kill somebody one day.
That's like one of those things that the affordable units in the fancy building don't get is the central air.
My last place had the central air.
Mm. Good or bad?
More expensive.
Mm.
Tell you that much.
Right, right.
That sucks.
You know, when I lived on DuPont with JD and Odie, we each had an AC in our bedroom and one in the living room. That apartment was cold. It was cold.
Yeah, I got a tree.
You do.
I have two, and holy one is not working right now.
Dude, I live in a loft, okay, that only has windows in the front, and we have one.
It's rough. You're literally like we blow on ice cubes and hope it cools us.
But I have some real deal, like old Mother Russia style synchronization of fans throughout the apartment.
You gotta have the fans, man.
Bring it travel, that air travels.
It blows this way, but then there's another one to get you around the corner. Pew, pew. It's good. It works.
So how you fellas doing? How's things been? I've been missing the show a lot.
Well, we're now.
Is this thing too loud?
No, we're good. And you know, we got our fancy echo cancellation, noise cancellation.
Yeah, I see. I wish I could get my mixer to work because then I could make fart sound effects and things, but you know.
Oh yeah, if you have stream cam, we can all make funny faces on stream cam. That's another one that works with the sort. Yeah, snap cam. Right. God, I always say that.
I don't know what you whippersnappers are talking about right now. I don't know about these things.
You know, that's because we're part of generation freaking whatever. Yo, is it going to go back to Generation A after Z? Like, how does that work?
I mean, really, somebody's got to get more creative than this shit.
Because well, I mean, just like there's millennials, right? But if you're after a millennial, you're just a post-millennial. That's why.
Oh, shit, yeah.
No, there's Generation Z.
What the fuck?
You're just millennial junior.
I mean, totally that's if we make Z. It that far in the first place, you know?
Not at 116 degrees per day.
Yeah.
Fucking crazy Eddie degrees.
It was 116 in the city today?
In Portland.
Portland.
In the Pacific Northwest.
3 days in a row.
Yeah, it's a little extra.
And
yeah, they've got fucking murder coming
and
from the
up
sky.
There,
I'm in Attics that hot frequently. And, spending 20 minutes up there is fucking... Ugh. I can't imagine like whole days like that.
Washington State, they like 50% of the residents... don't have AC because they just don't need it.
Yeah.
So, and they're already about to have rolling blackouts from the 50% that are using AC.
Yeah, I have a friend out there and she was saying that it was hot. And she was like, I'm going to stay with my parents because it's fucking too hot. And I was like, you don't have an AC? She's like, no, it's always cold here. So.
Same thing happens in Los Angeles when it gets hot.
This is the opposite of Texas. Right now, because Texas got cold. Well, no, remember, like, their fucking grid shut down in the middle of the winter or whatever, and then it got cold there, and, like...
Their grid's no good for both hot or cold. Their grid's perfect when it's perfect.
But, yeah, I mean, like, so they had, like, a weather event, like, you know, during the winter. So now you got Portland. Yeah, but climate change is fake. That's not
No, it's not fake. It's just not being caused by humans.
And don't forget that in Los Angeles, they thought it was all right to just in Vegas, just let's live in the desert.
Well, you know what? Technically, a car isn't a human. So
listen,
I mean,
whatever is fucking causing you live in it, just combat that shit. Who the fuck cares about the blame game? Just fucking work it out.
You're right.
And you know, that goes to that point, Fubs, that we were listening to on TYT earlier, where they were saying, you know, today Joe Biden's celebrating a new infrastructure deal, right? And they're like, okay, but there's like zero in there about like being green. Like, basically, the Republicans are like, we don't like that, we don't like that, we don't like that. And they were like, all right, cool, we'll roll with that. And that was bipartisan.
They don't give a fuck. Listen, nobody cares about green.
Working it out for the future.
If they have all the money in the world to just be like, you know, we're going to take most of Nevada and we're just going to put a big solar panel on it. We're going to fix the problems. They won't do it. They do it in Vietnam. They have floating solar panels all over Vietnam. Huge fucking solar panels that float. And just power shit. Here, we're like, we're running out of water. The Hoover Dam's going to have to shut down for the first time ever. What will we do? And you're like, bitch, just put the solar panels up.
Yo, does hot weather make mosquitoes hungrier? You know, like okay, I'll explain. Like, you know how all cockroaches can fly?
Oh, stop. But, let's not talk about it.
But they don't because they're just lazy. Right, but in really hot countries like in Central America, for example, they fly because they're so hot, they just want to, like, they're like, oh, let me just get over there. And so they're big as fuck and they fly.
I had one in my house the other day, a water bug that was flying across the fucking ground because I was trying to kill it. We went a few rounds.
Damn,
I had murder him.
Yeah, I look like I'm wearing like a Kwame shirt or something. I just got fucking mosquito bites all over me right now.
You've been in the park?
No, I think it's when I turn the lights down and I just have a light on me and they're like, there he is. Get him.
Actually, Surge. I haven't gotten a bug bite yet this year.
Power outage in Elmhurst because of an electrical explosion. Boom.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
It's coming. Citizen.
It's coming. Because
we gotta have the grid has to go down, because you know what? We've all been connected via the internet, so the internet has to go down for pure chaos.
You know what I love? I love when like something like that happens, and then let's say it's off for like 48 hours. Let's say you got no electricity for 48 hours, and then the electric company
like the blackout.
Like, they're like, hey. Well, no problem. We'll credit you, two of your 30 days. And you're like, what?
Prorate. It's called a prorate.
Yeah, like, what? You're going to give me $5 because I fucking sweated my ass off for 2 days?
Yeah, you want to hear something crazy? We had a blackout in Queens, and this was like maybe 10 years ago or so, maybe about that, maybe a little more. And it was like a random, like 9 day, like almost not a full blackout, but it was pretty much. It was like the most, the illest brownout of all time. Where like only a few things worked in the house. The fridge was on, but it like was barely working. It was like a low power. Like, don't open that shit. It's just like a cooler that turns on, and like it was real. Well, that's in 9 days. It was crazy. And when we got our bill, it was more money. And I lost my mind. Like, I've never lost my mind before, like to the point where I called Congress people and were like, you're going to fix this. Like I got angry. I called representatives.
That's when you write a letter. That's when you write an angry letter.
I started getting after it. I was amazed that like we had like no power for 9 days and the bill was more because they needed to fix shit. And my head popped off the head. And it's just like went after it.
When Sandy hit, that's about how long I didn't have power. It was like 7 or 8 days, something like that.
Where were you?
Jersey, Bayonne.
Oh yeah.
Same. And it was like in the place, like the county, my like block and the area right there was the last to get the power back. Everybody else got their power back first. Like the cats across the street had their power back for and some you were reason. Like, yeah.
You're like, we have candles.
I was a block away from City Hall and I didn't have power.
That's weird.
Yeah, it was weird, man. It was fucked up. And it was cold.
Our Sandy, yeah. Like, yeah, but that's the thing. Like, we're living a really sketchy municipality these days. I mean, listen, it's also with that being said, like the probably biggest it's ever been, powering the most places it's ever powered with. Think about it. Everybody's got like, yeah, we've gone LED in our house, but everything's smart. Everything's fucking connected. Like, there's so much. The world is just wired.
Dude,
end to end, every day.
In front of me, I got 2 turntables, a mixer, 1 computer, 2 computer, MPC, mixer, speakers, air conditioner. And this is like 4 square feet.
Yeah, exactly.
It's lights over there.
You know how that's what I'm saying? Like,
I walk around my house, like, I'm my fucking dad, and I'm like, guys, there's 7 lights on in this room right now. I'm not exaggerating. I'll stand there and be like, 1, 2, 3, and they're looking at me like, okay, dad. I'm like, all right, yeah, I know. I'm the old man, but like, keep it real. I pay the electric bill, Shay. I pays.
It's all about LEDs. If you don't have LED bulbs, you're fooling yourself.
Shit, that's the first bill I pay is the electric bill. You know, I don't do well without electricity. We've done it in the past. You know,
well, that's
when I had roommates, not a family.
Well, that's what's ill. Like, so if the grid goes down, all of our connectivity in this last year goes into fucking haywire. So like,
well, yeah, you know, I mean, if the grid goes down, then we're all fucked. I mean, we're as long as we have this, then we're okay. You know, but as soon as this battery dies, you're fucked. But that's what cars are for, and car chargers.
Can't.
I mean, that's how I got through Sandy
without the internet, bro.
That's how I got through Sandy. Was just fucking. I didn't move my car for that whole thing, and just kept charging my phone, in my car.
Hilarious.
That's all amazing. I did. We had a generator for 2 days, and it died.
Where were you during Sandy?
Bound.
Jersey. That was the craziest. That was the first time I ever saw like a gas shortage in my day. Like a real, like, whoa, people are lined up for gas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
people
that was crazy.
About to throw down at the gas station.
Yep.
Yo, so I live on Skillman, and we have a huge gas station on the corner that's like the cabbie's gas station. Like, it's 24 hours. They got, like, you could put together a weird, like, fucked up meal there if you had to on some road shit. And, like, they're always busy. And there was a line. And so on the other side of 39th Avenue, on 39th Street, is the other big fucking Hess. There's like, it's a strip that goes from pretty much the BQE to like all the way up to the LIE, to the Midtown. It hits everything. And so there was a line all up Skillman Avenue. I'm talking about like 10 blocks deep of cabs on this line, just sitting outside waiting for gas to come. And then there was a scrap right outside of my window. Like, people were just going at it. And I was like, it was late in the morning. I got pissed for yelling out the window. And I went down there with a bat. I was like, yo, if you motherfuckers don't get back in your cars, I'm going to beat somebody's fucking ass. And they were like, what the fuck? I was like, yeah. Shut up. People live here. I'm not interested in your gas problem. Like,
dude, yeah, shit got real sketchy out here, Sandy. It got real sketchy. Cass was like walking around and like listening for generators, looking down alleyways and shit. They were like peeping games, stealing. Yo, it got a little fucking weird over here.
Well, that's what'll happen. Like, you know, it's like a little, it's just like a taste of like, we're still like animals.
Yo, my girl always says, she's like, when the apocalypse hits, you're on your own because I need insulin. And she was like, you're gonna slow us down.
That's fucked up. That's so fucked up.
Yeah. Keeping it funky. Like, you know, I'm doing it for the kids. You know.
Well, I mean, that's why you go when the apocalypse goes. You fucking first stop is gun, and then second stop is
CVS.
Yeah, CVS.
You and everybody else.
Run your shit.
It's crazy, though. Cause
you find one, you rural somewhere.
Insulin,
you know?
You got to keep refrigerated, too.
True.
A whole other fucking thing. I'm going to have to be harvesting pig organs and making my own. Isn't that where they used to make insulin from, right? Pigs? Pig insulin or something?
That is beyond my breadth of knowledge.
Am I spreading misinformation?
The Mandela effect.
Pig insulin.
I swear that we use pig insulin. No, that's not real.
How is animal insulin produced?
Disclaimer, we are not scientists or news people or anything. If you're listening to this, we're just fucking people talking.
But tonight's show is sponsored by Spam.
Ooh,
hey,
delicious.
That cool.
All parts.
That can of Spam is at least, wait, I got that when I was 16 and I'm 42. So you do the best.
That's a special one.
Yeah, that's not even the artwork on that can. They don't make
that. An absolute just in case shit. That's an absolute, like, oh my God, there's actually apocalypse. Like, you're like sitting there, the phone's dead, and you're like, you're my buddy.
I mean, a little botulism never hurt anybody, you know?
Oh, that thing's probably good. Well, so there's people that literally taste.
I know. I feel like we had this conversation, or you guys had this conversation on one of the shows once. I remember this because you were talking about it.
Yeah,
you
man.
You brought up a YouTube thing of fucking people
like, weirdos
eating
fucking,
old shit.
Delicious spotted dick. And you're like, oh,
things don't even have labels on them. They're just like, well, I wonder what this is gonna be.
Oh, what is this? This is beefaroni.
Insulin was originally derived from the pancreases of cows and pigs. Animal sourced insulin is made from preparations of beef or pork pancreases. And has been used safely to manage diabetes for many years.
So you're not vegan at all.
Oh, then you're good. You just get a bunch of spam and just like extract the insulin from here. Yeah?
So wait. So more or less what you're saying is there's no way you're vegan any day of the week.
With the exception of beef pork insulin, which is no longer available, they are still being used safely today, meaning animal sourced insulin.
So is there vegan insulin?
Well, you know, that's next. Here we go.
About to learn something.
What patients need to do. Yeah. See?
Oh, look at us learning some bullshit.
Yeah. Yo, actually, let's see. I got Admalog has.
Oh, now we're getting deep into things that I don't really know.
Is
right.
Admalog vegan. There we go.
Negative, Ghost Rider. That pattern's full.
What's it made of? A whole bunch of shit I've never heard of.
Fucking Cheeto fryer.
recombinant DNA technology.
Monosodium glutamate.
They're using CRISPR on that shit, bro.
Yeah, boy. Three times a day, bro. I want
you got that 5G chip in here. You know what I mean? Oh, damn.
I got like
doesn't anybody else want to be like fully robot? No.
I mean, I'm partially cyborg, you know?
I got some shit in me. I had some shit.
Hey, yo.
I know. Max has the arm now. The cyborg.
He's got cyborg stuff. I got cyborg stuff.
Oh, Max is cyborg? He hurt himself?
Let's see. The short story is we think he was born with a dislocated elbow, and he had this like crazy surgery where they kind of like break the bone and reset it, and then they put in plate and like a bunch of screws. Shit, I'd pull up that photo right now.
That is metal. That's metal.
Wow.
I'm gonna have to get into this. Hold up.
That is metal.
What do they call that? What was the condition that
you had? My condition was skateboard idiocy.
Oh, okay. Kind of like both.
I shattered my elbow skateboard. Yeah. Oh, what you got there? What bone is that?
No, that is my leg.
That's your leg?
That's my ankle and my leg.
Oi.
That's my leg.
How many screws you got in there?
It was 9 screws and a 5-inch plate.
Oh, they took it out? You got it removed?
Yeah, I was young and they took it out. I was 17. They took it out by the time I was like 20.
Nice.
Lucky. I guess so.
Hey. Well, I mean, I'm stuck for life. I got
eight inches,
10 screws.
Arthritis literally kicked in.
Does it bother you?
Yeah, I have constant arthritis. It never stops.
I have non-stop never arthritis. Stops.
Pain 24 hours a day.
Yeah, you too, huh? Yeah, it sucks. But when did things. This is the thing. So my doctor, the day after surgery, I don't know how long surgery was. He was an unbelievable magical surgeon. He was a terrible human.
That's how they should be. Yes, that's exactly
and like
right.
He was like, so you're gonna hold the bed. I gotta pull your drain out, and you're gonna have arthritis starting in your late 20s. Everything went well. Okay, what? Hold the bed. Pull the drain out. Okay, I'm going back to bed. And like, you know, and surely enough, like 27, 28, and I was like, oh, yeah, I feel that. Okay. And now I'm like, oh, I have arthritis. Like, I know rain's coming in 2 days.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm 2 days out. Yeah. 2 days out, 100%. Like, oh, rain's coming.
Yeah, my doctor was like, 100%, you're going to be hurting. He's like, there's no getting – he's like, your arm's going to work because they were originally going to fuse it. They were going to fuse it. So I could just like,
they had that conversation.
Wow.
But they were like, the dude was like, I'm gonna try to fix it. I can't promise you nothing. Fixed it, and he's like, it's gonna hurt forever, but it works. So
yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's kind of it. Like, and you learn. Like for me, it's like, you kind of get like, I will tell you this: I've been hooping in the morning, and I definitely have old man run right now. like, which is like, oh, can you run? I can hobble. I'm just gonna like, I could drain the three. You just like set me up, I'll hobble back and we're good. But like, I think I also don't have an ACL right now on my knee, which I probably need to get fixed. But yeah, first, like it's just you kind of
first time I heard someone say that they were always 100% 24 hours a day in pain was Montel Williams.
Montel.
Do you remember that? He has some kind of condition where...
But that's the weirdest thing to say.
he does a talk show, you know?
I know.
He's interviewing people.
It was left field for right now, that's all.
Yeah, it's just like the first person I've ever heard say they were in pain.
What was his condition? Wait, he did have something weird.
He had some weird condition, and they asked him, they're like, are you in pain right now? He's like, yes, but...
Yeah, I have
MS. He has MS.
He's like,
yeah.
He's like, it's just always on. So, you know, I got to deal with it.
It becomes kind of like a dull thing in the background after a while.
It's crazy.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah. Like,
and then every once in a while, but like often, it'll come to the forefront for a minute, and you're like,
Well, that's what's
and then
funny,
it kind of chills out again.
Well, that's what's funny. Like Heather will be like, "You're always like," ugh, and I'm like, "Yeah, I don't even notice it. Like I do it, and it's kind of like part of the day where you're like, oh yeah, and like you don't even notice it. You keep moving. Life is life. And sometimes my ankle will lock up, like when I'm walking, I'll be like, and I'll just have to kind of.
Yeah, this hand is kind of tarted down too. These fingers don't work too good. These three.
But that's also a million years ago. Like surgeries come so far. Like technology is so good right now.
I can't
real shit.
This shit is 6 years, I think. 6 years.
Oh, mine's.
Yeah. I could just imagine like the dude with a DeWalt fucking drill. You know, like
yo, my second yo, you get this. So I had three main surgeries, right? I had the one they put it together, fixed me. And then they had about, I think it was like 6 months later, I had one screw that connected all my ankle bones and my leg bones. So I couldn't do, I was in a cast anyway. It didn't matter. And they took that one out. Okay. So I go in for surgery on some outpatient shit up, totally up, like 100%. Didn't even take fucking no gown, nothing. Pulled my, like, wear sweatpants. Pulled the leg all the way up behind a curtain. Surgeon came in. He came in. Hey, doing blah. It was good to see you. Blah, blah, blah. You know, busted out, like, you know, localized me. I didn't see it, but there was a video camera because you know how, like, they you know,
yeah,
have like a whole video camera set up, but I could see the screen a little. So I'm like, oh, this is crazy. And like, bust out, cut me open, kind of didn't feel it, but saw it. That was weird. And then he pulls out a drill. And shit you not, like drills out zzz, and I feel it in my leg. I feel the screw coming up and I'm like, yo, this is crazy. Because the rest is localized, so your kind of pain receptors are off. And it's like you're like, and I like my mind just I was amazed. Like,
I'm traumatized. You've traumatized me right now. I'm fucking traumatized.
It was and well, what's fucked up really after it is like you've been healing with this thing in your leg, and now all of a sudden, like you recognize that there's something missing, and they're like, you know, they put you back on like your on your crutches because I hadn't lost them yet. I still had crutches at that point.
Yeah.
You know, and like and you're like, oh, something's different.
Yeah, there's a hole in your fucking bone. There's a threaded hole in your fucking bone, man. Oh my god.
And I, of course, every time they took something out of me, I tried, can I have that?
You know,
and they were like, no, it's biohazard, sorry.
You know what's fucked up?
All I got is lousy x-ray.
There's a bone in my elbow. And the doctor showed me the x-ray. He was like, you see this piece right here? He's like, I didn't know what to do with that.
See, they do says, that. I have done that.
So I just left that there. And I was like, what? And he's like, yeah, I don't know. It might just float there forever. And I was like,
I have a bone missing here from when I was three. They took a bone out of me. Yeah, I had a cyst on a bone in my neck. This is real shit. I was 3 years old. I had like a cyst in a bone in my neck. It's a bone that doesn't do anything. It's a bone in your neck that all it really does is that if you get hung, your neck snaps. This is really like, it's, I don't remember the name of it. And so
if you get hung, will your neck still snap?
If you get
no, I'll just suffocate. Hang.
Suffocate.
I'll just suffocate. Yeah, so they took it out. So I'm sans a bone. Sans a neck bone.
So the neck bone is not connected to the.
Don't know.
You're just going. I'm being a file. Too many great points.
I'm missing parts and have extra parts and just.
The neck bone's connected. They've been fixing
me for years. It's good. Modern medicine. Like people are like, what do you think about the vaccine? I'm like, modern medicine. I'm all about it. Let's go. Like,
yeah.
They fix me all kinds of times. I shouldn't be walking or alive. Let's eat it. Let's go. Stick me. Like, I'm in. Social experiment. Let's go.
Yeah, what was that? What were we talking about on Sunday where we asked Max about which would he believe, the YouTuber or the surgeon?
Oh, yeah.
Did that come up? I forgot. We're like, you know, you saw on YouTube. some guy that was like, no, don't do that. And he was like, get the hell out of here. He's like, I listened to the doctor.
He's a super sharp 7-year-old. Wild, sharp.
Like, but what if he's like your favorite guy? Like, no.
Yeah, but modern medicine, like, I've definitely, like, I've been lucky that they fixed me all those times. So, Max is lucky. He's fucking the man now.
I love when you find out new things by accident about your body. Like, we had to take Max for, like, an ear cleaning. And then they had to give him a more, like, I don't know, some kind of more pro kind of high-tech ear cleaning. Like, and I was like, oh, I've never seen nothing like this. That's not how we did it in my day. They just squeezed a bunch of water in there and that shit came out, you know?
Isn't there a trick with a candle you can do too? Something with a candle?
Yeah, that sounds always dangerous. Whoa. I never put fire in it. Yeah, you're that kid.
Stick it in there.
Where, are you from Jersey?
No, don't do that. See, don't anyone always do that.
Some occult shit.
Wait, so
garage shit, basement, like, shit.
Oh, well, he has small boys ear canals, and probably you do too, and it's genetic. I was like, what? And he checked my ear, and he was like, yeah, you guys got small ear canals. And I'm like, I've never heard that in my entire life. You know, and every time you
go to a doctor,
they check your ears.
And wouldn't you put that on, like, some sort of profile? Like, now, social media, like, small ear canal club.
Small ear canal.
Well, and also, how does that affect your hearing? You know, like, is it better for hearing? Or
I don't know. He didn't say, but, well.
I know. No Request wants to know too. Now.
I do.
He wants to know how big his ears want to know. Put it on his card. I got large ear canals. I got you, player.
I got ninja ears. You know what I'm saying?
The best term ever.
I try as soon as I wrote small ear canals, it started suggesting things like problems. So I searched for small ear canals are great. But it doesn't seem to be showing me much.
In this episode of Hack the Algorithm.
Yeah. Oopsie.
In this episode of Old Guys Talk About All Their Problems.
This is some real shit. Some real, like, get the fucking, you know, the Bengay. Let's sponsor it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a Tiger Bomb.
Remember, call
myself
the number if you want to advertise for your.
We're
Bengay.
Definitely going to have a segment chopped out of here, a clip that's just called, like, vegan insulin. That's for sure.
Fucking, is that your new goal in life? Making vegan insulin?
Or and small ear canals are great.
Small ear canals, which
let me tell you, they're really good if you want to beat match records.
All right.
I know that.
I have to fill some in.
Download a pair for yourself right now.
I know you can do that if you have small ear canals. So all you small ear canalers out there, yo,
you're not alone. You're not alone.
You can do it.
Did you guys all see the Neuralink video of the monkey playing Pong?
Yes. Yes. That was really fucking creepy.
And, like, don't you want one?
Yes, but no.
Yeah, like, I kind of just, like, fucking put one in me.
Like, I almost wish that was a 5G chip that went in there. You know what I mean? Like,
well, that monkey playing Pong was wildly inspiring, creepy as fuck. As my boy said, we saw how that, thank you, how that fucking movie ended. Remember, they took over and they controlled the tanks. Fuck.
Yes, yes.
But, like, this is some real, like, I'm, you know, it's people. There's definitely people like, I can't believe you did that, but I'm like, yo, look what this fucking thing can do. Like, what? Talk about evil genius shit. Like,
well,
imagine a Neuralink in your fucking skull piece.
You know what's fucking kind of funny? Because we're creeping up on the version. When the PlayStation 3 came out originally, they advertised it as PlayStation 6, and it was like an inter fucking head chip.
Oh, like the joke that it was like, and then it was just like a fake ad, the mock ad.
Yeah, it was
ad
a fake. Yeah, it was like a mock
ad. I remember. And it was like PlayStation 3. Like,
yeah, and it was like PlayStation 3 fucking beyond blah, 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 the future or whatever. And we're at PlayStation 5 right now. We're on PlayStation 5.
So you think 6 will be the Neuralink?
I mean, PlayStation 5 is the Trapper Keeper. So the next step is the Neuralink.
VR games are a lot of fun, but I don't like wearing that whole fucking helmet.
You just need a Neuralink.
I've never done it. I never played games.
But it's fun. VR.
And like all the shit that I tried pretty much was fun. Like there was an Avengers game that was fun. Then there was like a painting game that was fun. Then there was a sculpture game that was fun.
The closest I got to that was, remember, like, I don't know, it was like five or six years ago, Google had those glasses,
and it had the stupid ass Google glasses.
Yeah. And it had the one thing over the one eye, and there was like a game for it. You could kind of like, that was the closest I got.
Isn't it, that shit never caught on.
Yeah, no, yeah, it did Google. Not.
Thank God.
It did not catch on. It was trash too. Like I worked
with a kid that had a pair, and we went on the road together. I'm like, dude, these fucking glasses, you better not be taking pictures of this shit. He's like, they're great. And I was like, these are the dumbest things.
Yeah, ever. They're great for what though?
Like, I was like, they're totally gonna go away.
Yeah, what was the application?
There was like, no, there was just like, it was just like, we can do this. Yeah.
What time is it? Well,
they were like, do you know how much money we're worth? This does not even affect us.
Yeah, those were fucking weird.
But it's part of like, you know, what was that weird video game system from Atari? That was like the first thing you'd sit there with the eyes. It was like that. What the fuck was that called? Right. Or Nintendo. It was Nintendo.
Virtual Boy.
Thank you.
Yeah, that thing will give you a headache for sure. Yeah. That thing will give you a fucking crazy headache.
Did you ever play with Robbie the Robot?
Oh, from Nintendo?
Yeah, that first Nintendo robot.
My boy had it, but it was always stupid, right?
I played it. I used it with that game. What was it called? Wrecking Crew?
Yeah.
And he played the hammers. Yeah, and like he would open doors for you if you were playing single player.
They were like the spinning top.
Yeah. And he would like drop the thing and it would open the door in the game for you. But that went away real quick. That
you was think like, how like wild that is though, right? In general, like kind of like next level shit is that in terms of, you know, just making and pack like production and modeling and fucking,
and that was like 1980 something.
Like now they're like, damn, how stupid were we? It's just fucking digitize everything.
Also, where's my hoverboard and where's my personal robot assistant?
Hoverboard's coming.
The hoverboard, they have them. They're just not like.
Yeah, no, but it's commercial. Not. They had that Lexus thing. I saw that Lexus thing, and Tony Hawk was on a fucking half pipe with it, and it was like. But that's not
really. I didn't see that.
Yeah, it was like some superconductor thing.
Well, then there's the guys that stand in those monster rigs of like drones that are flying around.
Yeah, I've seen that too.
And you know what? That's the closest thing to a hoverboard we got, but it's not what you're saying because, well, you have to be very high in the air for those to work. You can't be near the ground, right? It's just that's like a human drone.
That one wheel thing that people ride, that's pretty futuristic.
That thing sketches me out though.
I'm not like, doing that.
Like they look like they always look like they're about to die. Like everybody on those things, not the one wheel that they stand, but the one where they stand forwards, where they're like it's like a motored unicycle kind of thing. Oh, they're everywhere zipping around.
You're
I'm
just
like
standing on it, and then you can.
And they always look like they're ready to like crash at any moment.
This dude I know has one in the city, and he fucking he's got like the GoPro on his helmet. Wears a full motorcycle helmet with that shit. Pads
oh, it comes with it. Like if you buy one of those, you have a GoPro. Period.
Yeah.
Like, what's the point to buy that without the GoPro rig? You're wasting your life.
It's like motorcycles, everything having them shits on them now. But yeah, no.
Motorcycles are safer than that. Like, think about what that says. Like, I'm not a motorcycle guy, and I'm like, I respect it, but I'm scared shitless.
No, you hit a bump and you're gone.
That's like a unicycle motorcycle. That's like full blown crazy.
Yo, cats do tricks on them fucking things, man.
They're going on the highway.
You put a fucking wheel under somebody's feet, they're gonna do tricks. Like, just period. They're going to do tricks. They're going to jump off shit. They're going to do 360s and flips. You can't stop people. Humans are dumb. That's how you end up with a broken elbow.
I broke my elbow. I fell out of a tree. But really, that sounds cooler than what it was because I really fell getting out of the tree. I like stepped on some garbage can and the shit gave out under me. Yeah. Like I was almost down already. And I'm, broke my elbow. Broke my right elbow and they still made me take notes in class. I was like, yo. I'm like, when that girl last month, she was wearing a cast. They're like,
no. When I went in for my surgery, I wrote on this the arm. I was like, this one. And then over here, I wrote, not this one.
They did that to my leg.
Yeah, we were just talking about that.
I did it to myself. Because I was that like.
Fucked me up, though. I was like, what? And then the anesthesiologist says, don't worry about it. Just
yo, people make mistakes, man. I mean.
Apparently.
You know?
Apparently, somebody's out there with two fixed legs. One wasn't need to be fixed and a lot of money.
So we got about 9-10 minutes to go.
Wow.
We got any topics we want to toss out there? Yeah, we've been trying to stay under 1 hour because it seems like YouTube, you're more likely to be in someone's feed under an hour.
True. I mean, no doubt.
So also, I think we were getting like stream fatigue at some point.
Well, yeah, you guys have been going strong this whole fucking time.
Like, we're just doing like 3 times a week. Yeah, every week.
Regularly, like never stop, can't stop, won't stop.
We got.
I mean, that's the goal, right?
Yesterday,
consistency is how it works. You know, I mean,
we got 175 streams up on YouTube. Like we were streaming to YouTube before we told anyone we had a YouTube channel.
I know that somewhere in the future we've changed things.
I bet some of the early streams have like 0 views. Like one day someone will click on that.
They'll be like youth. They'll be like during the pandemic, these gentlemen created
It's like a blockchain. We just leave it.
My only issue with fucking YouTube is you can't fucking like if I'm being the observer from my phone, I am relegated to either paying so that I can close the app and still listen, or I have to just close the fucking app. it sucks.
And we got a copyright claim because we played a piece of RZA's ice cream jingle.
Good humor.
And we got a copyright claim, so
we're
currently contesting that. Yeah, we played it for like what, like 10 seconds?
We were talking over it too.
I mean, basically every video I uploaded to YouTube was like banhammered immediately.
Oh, yeah.
But I was just playing rap songs, you know what I'm saying? It's like I expected it.
Did you get an email for everyone, for every strike, every claim, whatever?
Yeah.
Those are great.
Every day, because of all the streaming I did last year, when I open Facebook, every day I get, you've got a copyright claim, like 4 of them from last year. And they're still hitting me with them. I'm just like, all right, whatever. I don't even give a shit.
Yeah, because then what? Okay.
What do I do?
Let me dig through every stream and see which one has what.
Or just go through and delete all those. It's like, who's got time for that? Yeah. Ban my page. I don't care. Nobody gives a shit about the DJ No Request fucking Facebook page. Ban it. Just erase that shit.
I know. I especially love when you get a lot of views but no likes. You're like, okay.
Well, you know what it is?
I don't like anything anymore. So.
I know. I was just going to bring that up.
I'm on a kick. I haven't liked the fucking thing.
It's not even that. The game changed, right? We take content in. We don't think about it. We're supporting. We're in it. It's on in the background, like you're saying. We're just like listening. I'm not like, oh, I'm going to like this. Even on stuff like if I listen to podcasts and I'm listening through Spotify, I'm not like, oh, I should probably put this in some sort of file.
How many seconds
do
you save a day when you don't have to hold on the like button and then choose which variety of like it is.
I mean, I don't know. All I know is, like, if I actually like something, I write a human statement that says, I like this. Like, that was cool, nice, like, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Because gold button, star.
That button is fucking meaningless, man. I'm trying to have human interactions with people.
You know, but and even though it's people
flowers, actual flowers.
Dude, I sing to people on their birthdays.
Stingy with them.
I call up people randomly and sing to them.
Yeah, me too. I don't sing though. Fuck that.
I sing ridiculously.
I got a text. I was just telling Fubs earlier. I got a text today. Hope all is well, brother. Happy belated Father's Day. I hit the trifecta. And it's like a photo of this dude's three kids. I haven't talked to this guy in like, I don't even know, well over 10 years. Just came out of nowhere. I was like, oh, you got three kids?
You should send him a picture of the Family Ties family back. Like, me too.
Which is me photoshopped in.
Yeah. My birthday was fucking Father's Day. So.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. So I didn't get a birthday because it was Father's Day.
But, right. But no one's hitting you now, like, hey, happy birthday.
I mean, hey, I got the traditional Facebook, you know, fucking however many people just happy birthday, and it's appreciated. But you know, the real ones called me up, said what's up. You know, cats who actually know me. Birthdays when you're this old, who gives a shit? It's another day. I'm just glad I'm still alive. Just glad I'm still alive, because
because you are.
I mean, yeah, that and like, a person I know just today went into the hospital for COVID, so that's still a thing. But we're open now. But that's still a thing.
Yeah, we're open, but kids. Don't have any vaccination option, but because everyone else is either vaccinated or open, they're like, oh, you know, kids, they don't get it that bad anyway. But really, we don't know about long range effects on anyone yet, right?
Yeah. No, so, I read an article recently too that was talking about young adult males and the Pfizer vaccine, I believe, and that it damages part of one of the heart valve walls or the muscle in your heart in certain cases. And it's like a minuscule, like out of like the entirety of everyone. But like, it's interesting, you know, like we're still finding out about all this shit. It's still,
well, listen, still as unknown. I said earlier, this is still the biggest human test in history, history.
For sure. I'm a lab rat.
And that's it. Like, you know, you choose, like, and it doesn't matter, like, for people that want to choose, like, want to go out there and live without it and say it's either A, real, or B, don't want to put that in your body, then go out there and deal with your shit. But you might get got heavy because you're just the only meat left, you know, to eat off of. And so, like, that's what happens. And the other side of it is that we don't know anything and all our shit's fucked. And that's just, you know, the dice roll. But
Have you guys been having the strange, like walking into stores and shit, and like you don't know, are we wearing masks anymore?
All the time.
Is it still?
I put it on. I put it off. I put it on. I put it off. Then I walk in somewhere and I'm looking around for a while, and I come to the counter and I'm like, "Oh shit, my bad." And like I'll put it on, and the guy
I'm like this.
I don't know either.
I walk in the store. The dude's got the thing under his chin, and then somebody else, like the guy in the back, has it on. And then a woman walks in with nothing. And
I would rather you be wearing nothing than the chin thing, because that thing just bothers me. Yeah, it just really bothers
me. What's the
point?
When
I see that, I'm like, you ain't shit.
See, this is where I'm at. This is where I'm at. Like, if I'm going in place and I see a fucking sign that says it, just put it on and keep it on. That's that.
I do the same thing, but then, like, it's just weird. It's like,
up until today,
because I was like, well, all right, so are we, like, is this not, like, really a big thing anymore? But then my friend today, you know, I find out that she's in the hospital. You know?
How cool is it we get to fucking wear a mask in public? Like, let's not, like, take away how cool that is.
Yeah, I mean...
I know a couple of people that
with actually, the sunglasses and the...
Yeah, they're like, yo, man, I think these masks are dope, and it's just, like, a new way that we can express ourselves. And I'm like, all right.
No, man, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that, like, I like being incognito in public. It's like, oh, I'm just out here, like, if you ever walked anywhere else in your life prior to this, like with a mask on in the summer, fools would call the cops. Okay, let's just talk about that first.
Yeah, thing. You walk into a store.
Imagine walking into the bank with like sunglasses and your mask on and go to the ATM and give a bank. And they'd be like, sir, like what?
Yeah, on the phone, get security, get security.
just need some help. it's like Bane shit, right? Everybody's Bane now.
Basically.
So it's just weird. Hot Take Tuesday, DJ Noah Quest.
Hot Take.
Thank you, sir, for joining us.
No doubt. Thanks for having me
Come back anytime. A
little impromptu. I had nothing, you know, fucking just sitting here. So yo, I'd be glad to come back anytime, man. Fucking all I do is fucking live in this. Not doing anything else. I'm still fucking pretty solo. So, you know. Well, whenever, man.
Got to stay creative and keep talking that garbage.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yo, good looking. Appreciate it.
He's the man.
Yo, Hot Take Tuesday. More garbage. Fubzilla, Vandal. Catch us on Friday for Friday Night Compost, at which point we will have another humorful thumbnail on YouTube only. So go. Smash the like,
it'll subscribe probably be to the channel rain.
On YouTube. More garbage TV. All right. Yo,
that's it. That's all,
bro. Let's get out of here. Peace.